Well, Coach, a win in Prince Albert last night for you, was it a bit of a surreal experience at first?
Well, you know, it was very nice to get back in a competitive form in Prince Albert. Never thought that I would be competing against the Raiders after spending so many years with that organization and what the organization means to me. You know, at the end of the day, it was a real good road win for our hockey team, and it was really good for us to get out of there with 2 points last night against a pretty good hockey team.
Nice to be acknowledged by the Raiders the way you were, too, and to get that the cheer from the crowd before the game.
Of course it was. You know, they've always been a class organization, and they've always treated their alumni very well, and it's something that's very special. And I ran into a couple of my old billets from last year also, too, so it was real nice to reminisce a little bit. But again, at the end of the day, the most important part is we're really happy of getting 2 points last night.
Well, and how'd you feel about the game? I know the start was maybe a little slow right off the hop, but it seemed like you played your game most of the way through.
Yeah, well, we knew they're going to come, especially on the road. The home team is going to make that push usually in the first 10 minutes or the first period, and a lot of times you kind of have to weather that storm. But for us, so we kind of look at it, it's not we like to fight fire with fire, and you go back at them, we you know got into the game as quick as possible, and you know, we used our speed and our lines to get ourselves in the game and get the momentum in our direction. And you know, Childer made some key saves in the game last night at key moments of the game, and which really helped us keep the momentum. And you know, we scored at the right times.
You never know how guys are going to come back from NHL camps, especially when they're thrown right into the fire, and it seemed like all three of your guys that were in the lineup yesterday really jumped in and played well for you and made a difference.
Well, it's a credit to them, we've all talked to all of them also, too. What an incredible experience to be where they ultimately want to be in the future, and they had a taste of what it takes to be a pro player, and they know being a pro player starts being a pro player in the Western Hockey League, and they have to come every game and play every game, and for them to continue to develop and to eventually get to that level, they got to come and play every single night, and not only just play, but practice. And with those kids, that's certainly on an issue with those boys. They work hard every day on ice and off ice.
Was it a tough decision for you what to do with the Lions, given how well your top line had played last Sunday in Saskatoon? It certainly seemed to work for you, because as soon as you put Godden and Heppeniemi back together, they were right back to what they were doing in preseason.
Well, we knew that they had some real special chemistry in preseason, so that's something that we planned on from the very beginning. And that just gave us different options right now, if we do have to mix or change lines during the course of a game. So that was very positive. That's what we wanted to start with at the beginning of the season, with a game plan. And not only that, it's just the chemistry of the other lines, too. Chalker's line. There was some really good chemistry, and you can't win in this league with two lines. You got to win with four lines, and we're trying to get chemistry all the way through from one through four, I call it. That's something you know, we hope to accomplish early on in the season and continue throughout the year.
Well, and now you face real tough decisions every night, I assume, for you, because you had guys that were playing and not necessarily played their way out of the lineup, but other options come back. You get four players back from NHL camps you got to find room for. Does it make it tough to decide night in, night out, who's going to be in the stands when, you know, people have been playing well in those depth roles for you?
Well, yeah, it is. And, you know, it's we call it, again, it's healthy competition. These kids are playing for our playing time, but having said that, though, they're all teammates, and we're all part of a family together here. So we're making decisions what's best for our team or our family, so to speak. And that's something that they all understand, and they have to understand that one night they may not be playing, but then when they get an opportunity to play, they're going to come in and help our hockey club as much as possible. And especially with the schedule that we have this weekend,
right.
You know, 3 games in 2.5 nights, we need everybody, and that's something you know, especially it's going to pay off in game 2, game 3.
Is there a lot more you have to do with your roster here in terms of moving any bodies out with the guys coming back?
Yeah, you know what? We're going to have to do something here in the next little while here like that. But again, Sean, right now, we're not really at liberty to say what we're doing right now. But, you know, we're going to have to make some, again, probably some real tough decisions in the next little while here. And, you know, but they're not easy. But again, some of these, if we're going to move some of these young kids, it's not because we're going to get just completely get rid of these kids. They're still going to be under the radar with our team, and possibly maybe possible recalls after.
You're playing a team in Medicine Hat that plays a similar style of game. They like to be aggressive. They like to play with speed. When you're playing a team that kind of plays the kind of game you want to play, Does that change how the game may work or how you approach it at all?
Well, I think Elites for the fans is going to be a really exciting hockey game, a real fast game. But we've watched tape on them. They're a very good hockey team. They're very well coached. And they've got four lines and defensemen are very mobile. So for us, important against these guys tonight is how we play without the puck. It's very important here. Like, they counter real quick. And if we happen to turn the puck over, we want it back as quick as possible. But we've got to make sure we're in position, too. So like anything, again, we concentrate what we have to do to be successful, and take into account what some of their strengths also too. But it's mostly about what we want to do this evening.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
It's Manny Viveros, the head coach, director of player personnel for the Swift Current Broncos. Looking forward to an entertaining contest with the Medicine Hat Tigers. We've got our lineups in the first period coming up. This is Robertson Family Group, Swift Current Broncos Hockey on the Eagle 94.1.